Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. We are here to help you if you want to learn English, speak fluently, and understand everything you hear. So practice your English understanding by listening to Adept English free spoken English lessons. How about I call this podcast Hooray for Homophones? Homophones are something that are common in English and can be confusing for English language learners. So what's the definition of a homophone, first of all? Well, words are considered homophones, that's H-O-M-O-P-H-O-N-E. Homophones when two or more words sound the same, but they have different spellings and different meanings. And the word homophone itself? Well, this is a Greek word in origin. Homo, H-O-M-O, means the same, like in the word homogeneous or homosexual. And phone, P-H-O-N-E, just means sound or sounding. So homophones are part of English grammar, and the word homophone just means sounding the same. You'll already know some homophones in English, but you may not realise it. Take, for example, the word two, T-O, and the word two, T-W-O, and the word two, T-O-O. Do you know these words and do you know the differences between them? Well, to, T-O, is just the preposition we use. I go to the shop. I go to my house. But if you spell it to, T-W-O, it means the number two. There are two of something. You have a pair, perhaps, like 2 feet or 2 eyes. And if I say, can I come too, that too is spelt T-O-O and it means, can I come as well? So too, T-O-O, is rather like also. So generally, there will be context where the word fits in the sentence. And the meaning of the sentence will help you recognise which sort of too it is. Okay, so you get the idea. There are lots of homophones in English. And there are more common ones like to, two, and two. Or how about no, N-O, meaning you're refusing, you're saying no, and no, K-N-O-W, as in the verb to know something, to have knowledge of it. Well, usually you'll understand the difference here again by the context. It will be clear whether it's a verb or whether it's you refusing something, you saying no. It'll be clear from the context. So what about some less common homophones and ways to remember which way to spell each meaning? Another set of common homophones in English is bye-bye and by. So just to clarify, the word by, B-Y, rather like to, T-O, it's a simple preposition. You would talk about a book being by its author. It's writer, like Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire by J.K. Rowling. Or I might use by to mean that I walked by the side of someone or something. You could say the cinema, which is by the kebab shop. So here, by, B-Y, means next to. If we take the next sort of by, so B-Y-E, then in English, this is short for goodbye. So goodbye is what you say when you're leaving a place or a person. except that goodbye is very formal and most people are more likely to say bye, B-Y-E, instead. There are a lot of other words and expressions in English which people use to mean goodbye or bye. But this is the meaning of bye, B-Y-E. Bye, B-Y-E, is much more common in spoken English than in written English. And the third homophone of bye is spelled B-U-Y. And this you'll probably know already as well. It's the verb to buy. So this is what you do when you go shopping, or maybe when you log on to Amazon. You buy things. So buy, B-Y, buy, B-Y-E, to say goodbye, and buy, B-U-Y, to buy, meaning to purchase something. There are another group of homophones. So what about some others? Some less well-known homophones. Well, there's stationary and stationary. I'll pronounce those slightly differently to emphasise the different spelling. Stationary and stationary. But normally you wouldn't hear much difference between those two words being said. So the first one, stationary, so spelt S-T-A-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y, it means something is at a standstill. It's stopped. It's not moving. And the word is usually used about something you would expect to be moving, like traffic. So you might talk about stationary traffic. We have a lot of that in the UK. So that's stationary, whereas stationary, spelt S-T-A-T-I-O-N-E-R-Y, means all those lovely items which find their way into your home from the office. Paper, envelopes, pens, pencils, rubbers, paper clips, post-it pads. All those nice items which you use in the office together are called stationery with an E at the end. So stationary, think of a train standing at the platform on a railway station. It's stopped, it's stationary. And for stationary, think of E for envelope or envelope. An envelope is what you'd put a letter into before you put it in the post. So that is the homophone stationary and stationary. Let's do a couple more of these in a minute. First of all, let me remind you about our courses on our website at adeptenglish.com. If you're looking to learn English, speak fluently and work on your English conversation, then buy our course one, Activate Your Listening. This is a course which has lots of podcast-like recordings and stories, but they have also vocabulary explanations, which you can listen to so that you can understand the recordings, really importantly, without translating into your native language. This is really important, that you learn English in English. The course also gives you English conversation lessons, and I run through the conversations afterwards, the vocabulary and the meaning, to help you so that you can understand it, and then listen again. The course also helps give you English speaking practice. I think you have to experience it to know the benefit of this type of learning. Anyway, go and have a look if you've not bought it already and use listening to help you learn English speaking. Back to homophones now. What about some more pairs of homophones? There we are. There's a word, which is one of a pair of homophones. What about the word pair? P-A-I-R and then pair, P-E-A-R. Well, a pair means two of something which go together. So a pair of shoes or a pair of gloves. Or we'd actually say in English, a pair of sunglasses or a pair of trousers, even though these pairs are kind of stuck together as one item. So pair, P-A-I-R, means two of something which go together. And pair, P-E-A-R, well, that's a type of fruit which grows on a tree, a bit like an apple, but fatter at the bottom. You might eat pear tart or drink pear cider or pear juice. Another set of homophones? Let's go for something a bit more difficult now. What about compliment and complement? So with emphasis on the different sound, compliment, C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T, and complement, C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T. So let's start simply. A compliment with the I in the middle is a noun, and it's a nice thing that you say about someone. So, you look really lovely today would be a compliment. Or, what a wonderful house you have is a compliment. Or, wow, your English language skills are really coming on. Those are compliments. And there's also a related adjective, complimentary. So you could say, his comments about my spoken English were very complimentary. Or, people were very complimentary about my new dress. What's perhaps confusing here with this word, complimentary, it's also used to mean when something is a free bonus, a freebie. Like you might get complimentary peanuts on your airplane journey, or you might get complimentary tickets for the theatre through your work. So you can remember this by thinking about it. It's as though the peanuts or the theatre tickets are complimenting you. They're complimenting you by being free. And complement with an E in the middle? Well, that means something that goes well with, fits with something else. So complement is the noun here. And there's to complement, meaning to suit, to go with, to fit with. And then there's the adjective, complementary. Again, meaning fitting with, going with. So you might say that the wine complemented the cheese perfectly. The pinotage complemented the mature cheddar perfectly. Or that your dress complemented your shoes perfectly. Or that two colleagues who work together complement each other's skills very well. In maths, complements of 100 would be 35 and 65. Or 42 and 58. So complement can mean a mathematical term. So fitting together to make a whole. So you might talk about a full complement of team members or a full complement of staff or perhaps even a full complement of chess pieces. You've got all the people or the parts that you need. None are missing. That's called a full complement. So there we have it. Complement and complimentary and compliment and complimentary. If you can remember the differences for those last words, you will be better at English than many English speakers who just get these last two confused. So learn English, speak fluently by listening to this podcast a number of times until you can understand all the words and remember the meanings. Learn English speaking the easy way through listening. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.